Hello, everyone, and welcome to the New York Irish Hour. I'm your host, Andy Cooney. We've got a lot of new music to feature today. Let's kick it off with a great duo, Sean Wilson and Tony Mack. They do come over to our side of the pond from time to time. Here they are with Irish to the Core.
We have traveled to far places, seen a million faces, tried to do as Romans do in Rome. We may have done what other people do, walk mines in other people's shoes, but we were always Irish to the core. There have been times when we were willing to take some stranger's shilling and do what must be done, not as a chore. From time to time we've been crazy, and sometimes we were lazy, but we were always Irish to the core. We have been many things to many men, but that won't change the way we are. Of this one thing we know we can be sure. For after all is said and all is done, and that judgment day has come, we know that we were Irish to the core. Times we even spoke in Spanish, and we have been Scotch clannies, when we have drank our whiskey by galore. We've been a renegade of reason, men for every season, ah, but we were always Irish to the core. We have been many things to many men, but that won't change the way we are. Of this one thing we know we can be sure. For after all is said and all is done, and that judgment day has come, we know that we were Irish to the core. We have travelled to far places, seen a million faces, tried to do as Romans do in Rome. We may have done what other people do, walked miles in other people's shoes, but we were always Irish to the core. We have been many things to many men, but that won't change the way we are. Of this one thing I know we can be sure. For after all is said and all is done, and that judgment day has come, we know that we were Irish to the core. Yes, we know we were Irish to the core.
What a great way to kick off the New York Irish Hour. That's Sean Wilson and Tony Mack with Irish to the Core. Next on the turntable is a very young lad from Derry named Owen Mack. I did a concert in County Kildare in November of 2019, and Owen did a guest appearance. I think he was 16 or 17 at the time. I have to compliment his parents, Desi and Michelle McVeigh, on how they are managing Owen's young career. He already has several recordings out that you can enjoy on Spotify and YouTube. Here he is with the classic, The Mountains of Mourne.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might have where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, I wish you'd express as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a poll, they don't wear no top to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here at the head of the force. I met him one day I was crossing. The whole street with one wave of his hand. And as we stood talking of days that are gone, why the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark moon sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions all roses and cream. But O'Loughlin remarked with regard to the same, that if the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the sea. Yes, I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourn sweep down to the
That was Owen Mack on the New York Irish Hour. Here's Derek Ryan with the Belle of Liverpool.
I'm running down this old town, the time has slipped my mind. The morning light took me by surprise, but I've got an alibi. You can dock my pay for being late, but you won't give me the blues. I've been sleeping in the arms of the Belle of Liverpool. Oh my, it's alright, it's alright today. Oh my, it's alright today. I've been down so many times, I've lost a share or two, but everything's fine because you're mine, the Belle of Liverpool. Stocking the shelves should feel like hell. Today I feel no pain. Every coin I threw down the wishing well, I thought went down the drain. But it all adds up to what we've got. I'm coming home to you. It all adds up to what we've got. The Belle of Liverpool. Oh my, it's alright, it's alright today. Oh my, it's alright, it's alright. or two. But everything's fine because you're mine from the Belle of Liverpool.
That's The Belle of Liverpool by Derek Ryan. Next up is a brand new release from the Young Wolftones. Here's Andreas Durkin on lead vocals with the Lochshielan Eviction.
Farewell, my love, a sad farewell. My tale of anguish no one can tell. For I'm forced to fly o'er the ocean wide from the home I love by Lochshielan's side. So proud was I of my girl so fair. Young men there. When I first brought her a bashful bride to my cottage home by Lochshielan's side, at the harvest dance on the village green, chanting strain. No foot like her could so nimbly dance, nor smile so sweetly as my Eileen's glance.
Ocean wide, from the home I love, by
That was the Young Wolftones on the New York Irish Hour. Here's a song I wrote back in March 2020. Dublin City is one of my favorite cities in the world. In fact, my grandfather, Andy Feehan, was born there and came to New York in 1921. He was quite a singer himself. I've gotten to know Dublin quite well over the years, so here's a little love song I wrote called Take Me Back to Dublin, Where I Fell in Love.
Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. Some folks, when they fall in love, they'll take a flight to Spain or walk the streets of London in the sweet soft summer rain. In Paris, love fills the air. You can lose your place in time. Now I'm coming back to where you are and leaving all behind. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. It's there that I met you, and it's you I'm dreaming of. I can't believe I left the one God sent from up above. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. Beneath the clock at Cleary's on O'Connell Street we'd meet. From there we crossed the bridge, holding hands on Grafton Street. We laughed and sang in Temple Bar. We didn't need to go too far. Then from you I stole a kiss underneath the Irish stars. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. It's there that I met you, and it's you I'm dreaming of. I can't believe I left set from up above. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. Take me back to Dublin, where I fell in love. Oh, I held you on. beach in the evening time. We continued up the road of peace to lovely Malahai. As long as I'm with you and you are there with me, there's no other place in this world I'd rather be. In love, take me back to Dublin where I fell in love.
Hi, Andy Cooney here, and I want you to come with me to Ireland. We'll be leaving from the U.S. on May 16th, 2022, and we'll travel to Cavan, Galway, Dublin, and then hop over to Liverpool, the home of the Beatles, for a couple of nights before returning safely home to the good old USA on May 26th. For $34.95, we'll cover your air from JFK, all first-class hotels, a hearty Irish dinner each night, and a full Irish breakfast each morning. Joining me on this trip will be Grammy Award winner Larry Gatlin. We're going to have some great live music nights. Call Niall at Caddy Tours right away at 1-866-387-6759. That's 866-387-6759. Imagine 1,000 Irish on a Caribbean cruise.
One, two, three, four.
That's right. Join me, Andy Cooney, on my 23rd Cruise of Irish Stars. We'll be cruising the Western Caribbean on the exquisite Sky Princess. We'll be leaving from Fort Lauderdale on January 29th, 2022. We'll travel to Grand Cayman, Rotan, Honduras, Belize, and Cozumel, Mexico. Our first-class lineup will include world-famous Irish tenor Ronan Tynan. Also, the Screaming Orphans, Tom Comerford, the Druids, Devry, the Willie Lynch Band, Stevens Green, and many more. And Andy Cooney. Hey, that's me. And my world-famous Irish band. Drink package, gratuities, and compliments. Internet access are included. Prices started at $1,099. Go to cruiseofirishstars.com or call travel professionals right away at 1-800-724-9511. That's 724-9511. Now, the Cruise of Irish Stars is only available to those that book through travel professionals. We'll see you on board.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said. I will not let you go, but I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away, success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away.
Welcome back, everyone. That was the exquisite vocal of Dolores Keane from Galway. Here's a couple of quick ones from Seamus Kennedy.
There's an Irish guy walking his poodle down the street, taking it for a walk, and his buddy comes up. He said, there's a new pub just opened down the road, and they're giving away free pints of Guinness. So the Irish guy breaks the poodle into a gallop, and he runs like hell down to the bar. And he's just about to go in. And the doorman says, I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in. He says, why not? Did you have a dog with you? We don't allow dogs in here. Well, the Irish guy thinks real quick. He says, I'm blind. It's a seeing eye dog. And the doorman says, oh, don't be silly. A seeing eye dog is a German Shepherd or a Golden Labrador. And the Irish guy says, oh, what did they give me? The blind guy takes a seeing eye dog into a department store. Naturally, it was the other way around. And as soon as he gets in through the door, he picks the dog up by the leash and swings it round over his head. Manager comes over and says, may I help you, sir? He says, no, I'm just looking around.
Seamus Kennedy on the New York Irish Hour. Seamus was a guest on one of my shows down in the Villages in Florida. They just loved him. This next track comes from Ireland's premier vocal ensemble, Ardu. Here's their latest release written by our friend, Carl Corcoran, To Feel the Power of Love.
So we pray.
That was Ardu with their latest single. You have to check out their video on YouTube to really appreciate the craft of a cappella singing. It's just mind-blowing. It's time for a Seamus pick. Seamus Balfe has picked a track from PJ Murrahy from the County Clare. It brings us to the quaint village of Brosna in County Kerry. It's a Seamus pick, and it's Brosna Town.
My dear old home, neath the Kerry hills, my thoughts are still with thee. Although I'm in some distant land across the deep blue sea, I long to stand outside your door and see the sun go down and hear the church bells tolling o'er my native Brosna town. By the old wood road I long to stroll with its hedges tall and green. By Hannon's gate I would debate with some lovely fair Colleen, or take a walk to Guiney's Bridge on a Sunday afternoon, where oft I danced a polka set to the fiddler's lively tune. Old Carrigaleen, she's winding bend in fancy too I see, where the river vale flows fast and free round Murphy's elder tree. Her many a romance was discussed from dark until the dawn, where I spent many a happy hour with my darling Polly Vaughan. On Knock at Clare's famed hilltop I hope to stand once more, to view from Shannon Airport the town of sweet Rathmore. Back from the peaks of Coddy's Reeks to Killarglen on the Loughn, from Castlemaine to Pool of Grain and home by Brosna town. Now to conclude and say farewell to your mother and Ireland too, I'll ne'er forget when both of you just faded from my view. But soon I will return again and good times we'll put down at my dear old home by the old wood road 3 miles from Brosna town.
That was PJ Murrahy on the New York Irish Hour. We're going back in time for this next one. Here's a girl from Belfast named Marie Francis. She frequently performed with the famed Paddy Noonan Band in the 1970s and the 1980s. I got to perform with her when I joined the Paddy Noonan Band in 1986. Here she is with Tommy Mulvihill on acoustic guitar with the boys from the County Mayo.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living as exiles we roam, but whenever we chance to assemble together, we think of the land where we once had a home. The days of our childhood, it's now we recall them. They cling to our vision wherever we go, and the friends of our youth, we will never forget them. They too are exiled from the County Mayo. From historic Killala, from Swinford to Bala, Ballyhonis and Westport and Old Castlebar, Colchima and Claremorris, Belmullet and Derris, Kilkelly and North, that's fame near and far. Now boys pool together in all sorts of weather. Don't show the white feather wherever you go, and act like a brother and help one another like true-hearted men from the County Mayo.
That was Marie Francis on the New York Irish Hour. I'm your host, Andy Cooney, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paddy McCarthy. I am the CEO of the Irish Examiner USA online newspaper. It's here you will find all the news of the day in Ireland and Irish America. This year, our digital content is expected to be in the hands of at least 100,000 Irish and Irish Americans each month. So, join us at www.irishexaminerusa.com and don't forget to check our digital edition of our paper that comes out every Wednesday afternoon. We also invite you to be part of our email community. Ireland and Irish America come together at the Irish Examiner USA. You will love it.
Hi, Andy Cooney here, and I invite you one and all to my New Year's Eve celebration at the Stamford Marriott Hotel and Spa in Stamford, Connecticut. For only $239 a person, you get the hotel room, a five-star dinner, open bar till midnight, Irish comedian Mick Thomas at 4 p.m., Holy Hour with Father Henry Reed at 6 p.m., followed by Happy Hour. Then we'll party our way into 2022. My band will play all your favorite songs, along with some oldies and good old rock and roll. Finally, you'll enjoy a beautiful breakfast on New Year's Day before your departure. Maybe you'd like to come in the night before. The Stamford Marriott has put together a lovely package for $149 that will include a beautiful dinner, and I will give you an intimate musical performance followed by breakfast the next morning, taking us right into our New Year's Eve festivities. Prices include all hotel taxes and gratuities. So don't waste any time. You can book this online at CooneyShows.SimpleTix.com. That's CooneyShows.SimpleTix. That's TIX.com.
You may talk about Atlantis, how it's lost beneath the sea, and the grave of the unknown soldier, or the cry of the Albanshee. Who was the man in the iron mask? Was Jack the Ripper set free? But ask them all, where's Donegal? It's still a mystery. And if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. By God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas,
Welcome back, everybody. Well, that was another great young talent coming out of Ireland. That's Donegal girl Ailish McBride. Next up comes from Nathan Carter. It's from a concert he did in Dublin. Here's Nathan Carter with Dublin in the Rare Old Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, are the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. Hallowed halls and houses, haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the rare old times. Lingering the rosy as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as can be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade to memory. I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please. Ah, she's a rogue and a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, he took away my soul. Lingering rosy as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rain. Ah, fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey. I can no longer stay and watch these new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories and too old to hear new chimes, 'cause I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times.
Let's sing it.
Lingering rosy as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare.
You're on your own, Dublin, sing it.
Lingering in the rare old times, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times.
That was Nathan Carter with a live performance on the New York Irish Hour. Here's a young man named Shane Owens. Shane is from Reading, just outside London. His parents are from County Cavan. Here's a hit he had a few years ago called Walking on the Waves.
An island in the sunlight, laughter in the rain, a whiskey in the darkness,
the same. Watch the sunset over Galway. See the twilight merge to dawn. Hear the waves caress the shoreline as the Highland carries on. I've been walking, walking these shores all my days, but with you by my side. The cladder, and they walk down to the sun. Their silhouettes are on the water as they paddle hand in hand, and it's a game of sweet surrender when there's nothing left to say.
That's Shane Owen with Walking on the Waves. Here's a brand new single from Kathy Durkin. Here's Troubled Times.
Hard times, hard times, come again no more.
Time living in these troubled times. troubled times. It takes a man, it takes a woman, it took your heart and it took mine. It takes love.
That's Kathy Durkin with her new single, Troubled Times. Best of luck, Kathy. We have time for one more, and this comes from the talented Desi Hynes. Desi played accordion on my recording on the eighth day. Here he is with The Ramblin' House.
The Ramblin' House, when I was young, tunes were played and songs were sung, stories told and funny recitations. The old man in the corner, he'd sit, drawn the hearthstone with a stick. You could smell the burning lamp fire and the porter. There wasn't any electric light, just the turf fire burning bright and the paraffin lamp that hung down from the rafters. They talk of times before the war and the harder times they saw. For miles around you could hear the sound of laughter. Station mass was in the spring. Folks would gather and tell their sins in the little room behind the kitchen fire. The smell of paint was everywhere. The priest, he didn't seem to care. He blessed the house and gave us all the sermon. And when the dance was held at night, the girls would dress in their colours bright and dance upon the stone floor till the morning. There was curtain bread and pots of jam, pipes and tobacco for the smoking plan, and porter drank from out of mugs and punters. There wasn't any electric light, just the turf fire burning bright and the paraffin lamp that hung down from the rafters. I wish I could go back in time to that simple way of life, but alas, the Ramblin' House is gone forever. There wasn't any electric light, just the turf fire burning bright and the paraffin lamp that hung down from the rafters. I wish I could go back in time to that simple way of life, but alas, the Ramblin' House is gone forever.
Well, that's all the time we have. You can stream all the artists you heard today on Spotify, Apple Music, Alexa, or wherever you stream your Irish music. Please visit my website, andycooney.com, and sign up for my email list. That's a great way to keep up with stuff. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Andy Cooney, and thanks for tuning in to the New York Irish Hour.